fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 14th day of January, year of our Lord, 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that I think is ever more important every day. I know out where I live, all public meetings, all public government-related meetings all begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. That would be the county commission, the Republican Central Committee, and other meetings. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, right hand over the heart. Gentlemen, remove your hats. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Proper tip of the day, pray for our president and his family. Pray for our republic. Maintain your situational awareness and get ready for what's happening. The expanded prepper tip, take care of all health and dental related issues now while you can. I know in the past I've went into debt to take care of dental issues. It's, if there's anything worth going into debt for, it's taking care of dental issues. Seriously. And I'm being quite serious when I say that. So that is to take care of all health and dental issues now while you can. All right, we're going to have open lines this first hour, and bottom of the hour we'll be joined with Kirk with Ready Pure. Top of hour two, we should have Dr. Lynn Horowitz with us. Steve Hunt can't be with us today. He's not available. And the bottom of hour three, we'll have Tom Berryhill. I'm getting lots of emails and phone calls and conversations with people that are dismayed, discouraged, depressed over what's going on right now. I can't blame them at all. It's affected me personally. Quite frankly, it has. I'm holding out hope that the president will do something to remain in office. That's looking less likely, but hope is a good thing, isn't it? Hope it can be a very good thing. The reports I'm getting of what President Biden would do are not good. The evidence shows him to be basically owned and controlled by Communist China, quite frankly. All the investigations into him and his son will, of course, cease within minutes of him raising his right hand to become president. That's a given. And speculation about what President Biden would do. Would there be contrived violent protest in 38 or 40 American cities, which the media will report as violent Trump supporters, causing President Biden to ask our friends from across the ocean, China, to help, come help and please restore order, help restore order in the streets of America. Welcome aboard. Come on down. Come on up from Mexico. Come on down from Canada and help us out in our time of need, which, of course, they'll graciously do. I don't know if that would happen. I know it could happen. I certainly know it could happen. We're going to call her and hold here. We've got Noel in New Hampshire. Good morning, Noel.
For taking my call. I was just calling just to bring, I didn't know if you knew this, but bring it to your attention and to the callers that there was a bill introduced on January 4th. It's H.R. 127. It's a bill to provide for the licensing of firearms and ammunition possession and for the registration of firearms and to prohibit the possession of certain ammunition. I just wanted to, like, put that out there.
That's the United States House of Representatives, H.R. 127?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Noel, anything else?
No, I just wanted people to be aware. Thank you for taking my call.
How much snow you got up there in New Hampshire?
Not that much. I don't think it's that much. I wouldn't mind having more. But
well, but you're welcome to have all the snow you want, my dear. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
You have a good day.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Our next caller is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
What's that?
All right, so like you opened the program with, we all are getting hit with all sorts of information. We're not getting any news. The news is totally controlled. The social media is totally controlled. You know, we can go to our favorite flavor, Zero Hedge or Rents or whatever, you know, RVN, whatever we want, but I don't think we're actually getting any news. So we really don't know what's going on, so we are going to have to wait this thing out. But what I want to ask you is, I think there's troops on the ground in Washington, D.C. There's going to be anywhere from 7,000 to 10,000 troops there. And if those 7,000 or 10,000 troops are there to defend the installation of a communist regime in Washington, D.C., that would be it, right?
What do you mean when you say that would be it? I'm not sure.
Their commanders would tell them, all the National Guard, all the people, they would say, look, guys, you're not to take a side. Your orders are to defend the institutions of the United States. You're not to take a side in Trump versus Biden. You are here to make sure that you secure the infrastructure, whatever. Not that we're going to go up there and not that there's going to be an armed insurrection against Washington, D.C. I wasn't even endorsing that when I called last time. But I'm saying if those troops are there and they stand there at the ready and they go ahead and they complete the steal and they install Biden as president, given all the evidence that we all have that we know what happened and it's the communist regime, that's it. They've taken away our ballot box. There's no next election. We'll get them next election. There's none of that. It's over. They've taken our ballot box at that point.
Right.
Now,
right.
What I want to ask you is the troops. Wouldn't you, John, as a troop, just quit at that point and go, I'm not participating in this? You know?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure I would quit at that point, but there would be a point where quitting would be the best option. Yes.
Yeah. Because Because the gravity of the moment, again, we have to wait this out. We don't know if Trump's going to pull a rabbit out of the hat or whatever. But there's people saying some stuff that seem very far-fetched. The whole thing with the 100,000 sealed indictments and all these people are going to get arrested in the 11th hour. A lot of us just do not believe that. So like I said, if they install Biden as president, I mean, that's it. We go back to the Declaration of Independence, where it says it is our right, it is our duty to throw off such government. And again, I'm not... What would we do? We would literally just sit here and get involved in our local communities and go, do we have a Dominion voting machine here? Let's get rid of it. Or we try to rebuild the Republican Party? We did that with Ron Paul. We tried to, it's like I said, the gravity of the moment. If they install a communist regime next week and there's troops standing there that would do their duty and defend the institutions at that point, knowing what we know. I mean, we have no power. If we have the 270-page report from Sidney Powell, we can all read it, but it's not in the courts. So what good does it do? Just because we can read it and we can call RBN and complain and moan about it, and then we can call up and say, look what happened at the Capitol, this doesn't make any sense. Last night on Stedmiller's show, Chris Hinckley called and he said, look at the shooting of Ashley Babbitt. If somebody fired a gun in close quarters like that in a hallway, wouldn't everybody just go running? You wouldn't pull out your cell phone and start filming. There would be a mass stampede. So, again, a lot of this stuff doesn't make any sense, and we put all the pieces together, and we don't like it, and we can hope that Trump will pull a rabbit out of the hat, but if he doesn't and they install a communist regime, I don't think we're going to be sitting around waiting for another election.
John, you don't believe that a shot was fired in that hallway?
John, I don't know what to believe. I know what some of the other people had said about the smashing of the windows at the outside of the Capitol. Was that one of your guests who had said that? Going, where did you get that hammer? Why would you bring that hammer with you?
Because he was Antifa. He was Antifa, and that was his plan.
Right. So, and again, if this was a government false flag to just castigate everybody who supports the Bill of Rights, not necessarily a Trump supporter, but anybody as a domestic terrorist, I mean, listen to the language that's coming out of their mouths up there. This is not a joke. This is not theater for AOC. These people are serious. They don't want any challenge to power at all. And they're going to take this thing as far as they can take it. And I'm saying we can't sit on our hands. And like I said, when I was calling the other day, I wasn't calling for an armed insurrection against Washington, D.C. But if they actually install a communist regime, we would have to march on Silicon Valley and throw those people out of there. We would have to march on our state capitals. Anybody who would stand up against us in support of the communism that just took over the United States, we would have to go up against it. We just cannot go back to our Republican parties and plead with these people, because this has been building for three decades. I'm 51 years old. Ever since Ronald Reagan left office, I have seen two wings of the same bird. The Republican Party has been fraudulent. They have indebted us. Trump himself has signed off on $7 trillion in spending. So he's no better than anybody else. And like your guest had said, it's not about Trump. It's about the constitutional republic. And I hear what you're saying, and I hear what all the callers are saying in the other RBN shows. If they install a communist regime, you have taken the Bill of Rights, and you are going to put, and you've put it through a shredder, and now you've taken away our ballot box. And if John Stadmiller and you and everybody else has said, and Ron Paul has even said years ago, if they take away our ballot box, all we have left is the ammo box. Does it rise to that level?
Hello, John.
Yes, I'm
Hello,
here.
Hello, John. Yeah, okay, I lost you there for a moment. Does it rise to the level?
Does it rise to the level of they've taken away, they've actually taken away our ballot box, and all we have left is the ammo box?
Okay, well, let me address that a little bit here. What I've been saying for a couple of weeks at least, John, is that if the election that took place on November 3rd, if it's allowed to stand, we will never win another election at the for the president, vice president, United States Senate, House of Representatives, governors, and state reps and state senators nationwide. That's how grave this is. The republic is finished if the election is allowed to stand. Moving far from there, I encourage everybody to make sure that their county has a constitutional supporting sheriff. There's more than 3,000 counties in the United States. The majority of them still have an elected sheriff that retains all his historical and statutory powers as a top law enforcement person in that county. That's what really needs to happen. It sounds good to talk about marching on Washington or marching on state capitals. It's not time for that. We need to have grassroots strength, grassroots organization before anything like that can happen and have any chance of being successful. So I hear the frustration. Go ahead, John.
Right. No, but like I say, if they actually go through with it, and there's 7,000 troops in Washington, D.C., and they stand there in defense of the transfer of power to a communist regime, like you just said, the republic is finished. That means the war is on at that point. We don't wait anymore. We don't allow them to pass legislation to take our guns and take our ammo. We don't allow them to come after RBN and try to take down the network. It's on at that point. And there's been a lot of talk, and there's been a lot of hopium. And there's, you know, and again, you know, just like the thing about the bunker bomb in Maine, taking out 50,000 Chinese troops. We've had so much garbage thrown at us.
How do you propose stopping anti-gun legislation in the U.S. Congress?
Like I said, if it's a communist regime in power, they're illegitimate. There is no law. Those people are in the election is in violation of the Constitution. They committed felonies in order to put Biden in the presidency.
Well, John, you just said we can't allow Congress to pass anti-gun legislation. How do you propose to do that, sir?
No, we can't. We can't wait. No, we can't. We can't wait. We can't. They install Biden as president, and then we get on RBN the next day, and we go, "Oh, here's the legislation to take our guns away." And we sit here and we listen, and we watch them pull out the 20,000 page Patriot Act II. The war is on at that point. There's no more talking, and there's no more reading legislation. They've installed a communist regime in Washington, D.C. That means the war is on.
John, how do you propose we not allow legislation, anti-gun legislation, to be passed? You said that just now. How do you propose we do that?
That's it. It's time to. It is our right. It is our duty to throw off such tyranny. So if there's 130 million gun owners in the United States of America, 1 million, 2 million, 5 million, 10 million of us better march on Silicon Valley and take down the big tech. 10 million of us better march on Washington, D.C. and take that government out by force. I mean, even if we have to go up against our own military that would defend that. Is it that serious, John? If they install this regime, the war is on. The republic is done.
Well, John, you're very emotional about this, and you don't have a clue how to do it. I know you have good intentions, but you don't have a clue how to do it. And we do thank you for your call. Next is Mark in South Carolina. Morning, Mark. Hold on, Mark. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. I'll be installing a new EMP Shield device for my granddaughter's car here. Over the next few days and get it ready to ship up to her. She turns 15 this coming August, and I'm so glad that I can do that for her. You can also, EMP Shield devices at my website, great discount when you buy it from my website. Before I get to Mark in South Carolina, I just want to address John's call a little bit. We have 50 states, 50 governors. Many of these governors do support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I'll be looking for leadership from those governors. We have more than 3,300 counties. I'll be looking for leadership from the county sheriffs. We have state senators and state representatives. We'll be looking for leadership from them also. I'll be looking for several states to become Second Amendment sanctuary states, and which might also become COVID-19 sanctuary states, and might also become illegal immigrant non-sanctuary states, if I get that right. And I see migration to those states from the blue states. That's what I see happening. Our next caller is Mark in South Carolina. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, how's it going? So I'm hoping to, when I get home in a day or so, to install the EMP shield for my car that I bought. So thanks for telling us about that technology.
You're welcome.
And the last caller, he asked a question, and he said, why would such and such a gentleman, I didn't really see it because I'm out on the road a lot, about why this gentleman brought a hammer to whatever situation at the White House or the Capitol, whatever. Now, here's the thing. There is a theme right now. People don't understand it. There is a theme, the theme about the hammer. Okay. Now, Clive Lewis from Ground Zero about 3 days ago went into all of the anomalies that went on at that particular situation. Now, I met you by going to see Clive Lewis at the speech right. in Blue Ash, Cincinnati about a year and a half ago. Right. So that's how right. I got introduced to you, and I love your information. But sometimes I understand you're opinionated and you don't want to believe things or whatever. But the hammer, the gentleman had a tattoo of a hammer on him. They brought a hammer. There was Trump saying, I'm going to drop the hammer. The guy was dressed like some kind of a Viking or wanted to be. It was supposed to be the theme of Thor dropping the hammer of God. This is all going back to, they're telling us that the rocks from space are coming and there's going to be great chaos. Now, also another interesting information that I got from a lady I talk to every once in a while.
Mark, that's a leap in logic. Connecting a man with a hammer with objects coming from space is a massive leap in logic. But go ahead.
But that's you have to understand the eschatology about it. So that's what I'm saying. Like it seems like you're too logical to try to look into some of this stuff. So now the other thing is like, there was this lady that was telling me, she's like, on the, I think it's the 18th through the 24th in the witches, Wicca, whatever, with the way the planets are lining up, it's known as burn it all down. So here's the thing. I do expect FBI to go to all the capitals and start some ruckus and burn it all down. Also, there's the Schumann residence that is the frequency that was discovered from the planet that it puts out or whatever by this gentleman Schumann back in the day, whatever it was. The Schumann resonance is starting to vibrate at a frequency and has dropped that has not been seen since 1941. Hello, freaking Hitler, freaking the great cleansing. It's coming again. Like it or not, it's coming again. So with that in mind, I recently went to the Georgia Guidestones to pay homage to it because you know what? Maybe it's our destiny. We have to freaking fulfill this because there's no other way around it. It's going to happen. So for that gentleman to say, hey, we need to freaking, you might as well take, and I hear Alex Jones and everybody, oh, we got to be peaceful. You know what? Sitting on our hands ain't going to do nothing. Now, I'm not looking to go out and freaking start some trouble, but the thing is like, we got too many people on the planet. You said the other day that you got a sheriff that has a daughter that, you know, is severely messed up or whatever. The problem with America is there's too many Americans because there's too many opinions. And it sucks, but the thing is like, I'm not invested in the future. I learned this a long time ago, not to have kids, not to get married, because all of this was coming down. It's in the cards, the Illuminati playing cards. That's why I called and told Sam, don't go, because I saw it in the cards. It was a setup. The lady did not get killed. When the caller called in a couple of weeks ago or a week ago and you said, oh, that's just crazy or whatever to think about it. You haven't seen the videos. It was a setup. Clive Lewis explains it. Also, the cards show where it looks like possibly Joe Biden is going to be taken out on Inauguration Day and Kamala Harris the following day is going to say gun legislation. He's going to be sacrificed.
Mark, thank you for your call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 14th January. My website is thelibertyman.com. Important news at my website. We now have the protocols for ivermectin listed right there on my COVID-19 updates, highlighted in yellow, easy and quick to find. How to use ivermectin as a prophylactic, and how to use ivermectin to treat somebody who already has the COVID. So that's very important. Just to the right of that, also highlighted in yellow, are two Bill Gates videos. Bill Gates giving a speech himself, two different speeches. One presentation, he talks about using vaccines to reduce the world's population. The other one, he talks about the COVID vaccine changing people's DNA. So that's Bill Gates himself giving these presentations on video. Also, my website, if you've got arthritis pain, the energy cleaning will help. It will, seriously. If you've got sleep issues, I know a lot of people have sleep issues these days with what's going on. The energy cleaning will help you sleep better. Check out the details. You can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Toll free our line, 800-592-9543. All right. We left over from the previous session is Paul in Missouri. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. The other day, Nancy Pelosi went to the Pentagon and was trying to get Trump's war powers removed, claiming that he was a crazy guy with his finger on the nuclear football and could detonate a bomb or something. And then the Pentagon just put out a public statement claiming they would do no such thing. Well, that they would honor, you know, Trump's powers and he's still the president, this and that. Well, I just listened to an interview podcast with Jim Willie, and he claims the deep state and the Democrats are even going as far in desperation of stopping Trump as detonating a dirty nuclear bomb in a city. And he said it would probably be, if they did it, it would probably be one of the swing states, one of their major cities. And they would try to blame it on Trump as he did this. He went off the wall and did this crazy stuff for retribution because he lost the election. I don't know if you've heard anything about that, or that was something that Jim Willie was saying. And it sounds pretty out there.
I haven't heard that particular story. There's lots of stories circulating. But anything else here, Paul?
Nope. I just wanted to lay that out there and just hope that's not true. But
okay.
Be on your toes.
Okay, thank you. It looks like we should have Kirk with us, but it looks like he's also muted. So, Kirk, if you can hear me.
Kirk, I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now. You took it off mute. Thank you, sir.
Do I have back feed?
Well, each week we make the comment, Kirk, you and I, and my other guests, that each week is more bizarre than the week before, and that's proven to be true again, hasn't it, sir?
Well, you know, one of the disadvantages that we have, you know, with the open internet and the free opinion is that, you know, there's a lot of information out there, and I guess we have to depend, you know, on our own philosophy, you know, to decipher, you know, that information, which can be a tricky thing, as you well know. It's a complicated situation that we're encountering.
Well, my training to become an intelligence analyst taught me to absorb hundreds of pieces of information at the same time, review them, analyze them, and draw conclusions based on what we already knew and the source of the information, of course. We rated all information by two ways. One would be the source itself. The other would be the information as a separate value. And that's proven to be very helpful throughout my career as a homicide detective and on related matters. And it's true now. When I look at information, I evaluate the source. Is it a known source? Has this source been proven to be reliable in the past? And the information, is the information consistent with what I already know, or is it totally out of character with what I already know? And that's the first thing I do with any incoming information, Kirk. And what's coming at me now, and coming at anybody who's active in researching this, is just almost overwhelming. So many different sources, so much different, disparate information, seemingly many times, has no connection to what we know is going on. And it can be quite disconcerting, can't it, Kirk?
Well, I mean, one thing for sure, you know, this thing that we find ourselves embroiled in now is extremely dislocated and has gone about as far from the original intent, you know, as it possibly could, you know, in my opinion. I mean, I don't have your education, but I just think that, you know, it's mystifying to me how, you know, we could have allowed, you know, such evil to take place for so long. One thing that's so beneficial about this period of time is that a lot of these things that have really been obscured, you know, in the past are coming to full-fledged, you know, thousand lumen light, you know, where we can see exactly what's going on and where everybody's coming from. And I can tell you, you know, in some ways, I agree a little bit, I think, with the intent from the last caller. I mean, I'm not pleased about what I see. I can tell you that for sure. And I don't have a way to file that, you know, in the education file.
Right,
you know, it's being thrown off into different directions for me. But I think that good is going to prevail in the end. And well, and I think we're in for a wild ride for the next 4 or 5 days. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, the if the inauguration happens, it will be next Wednesday, the 20th. So we've got basically 5 days before the 20th, and then the 20th itself. Well, Kirk, we've got listeners all over the planet, literally, and of course the 50 states. We have listeners in red states and blue states, and one of the things that seems to have some truth behind it is what will appear to be spontaneous protests in many of the 50 states by what appear to be Trump supporters that will become violent protests. I think that has some truth behind it. I think there's a high likelihood it can happen. And I think that people need to get ready in every which way that they can, including getting help from you to make sure they've got a source for clean, pure drinking water, because any place that has civil disorder is going to put the public water supply at risk, isn't it, sir?
Well, and, you know, God forbid that the evil people take control, you know, even for a short time. One of the best ways to really create chaos is to spread whatever you want to spread, you know, through the water supply. I mean, that's not a secret. And I think that, you know, it's up to each of us as a personal responsibility to be able to filter the water that we drink, you know, the drinking water that we have access to on a daily basis for us and for our family. And, you know, even if the supply gets shut down and we have to turn to, you know, groundwater sources, we want to know that we can remove, you know, those biological contaminants that can cause, you know, such issues, you know, with health. And our system, ReadyPure, is designed to do that. It's the best product of its kind on the marketplace. There isn't a better ceramic filter that gets produced right here in the U.S. than the ones that we use. There's a lot of, you know, copycat imitators out there. This is the best. And not only that, but, you know, we use an infill media inside the ceramic, you know, to beat back some of the normal disinfectant compounds and other chemical contaminants that come through the city water. So, you know, whether you're on well water or city water, or you have to turn to emergency water, this unit produces the highest purification quotient that I'm aware of in a non-electric gravity-fed unit. And so it's something that everybody should have, you know, in their stockpile. And I hope to God we never have to use it, you know, in an emergency, but I'd rather have it, not need it, than need it, not have it, for sure, because water, you know, is so essential.
Kirk, on the wall of my kitchen, I've got a photograph of my youngest grandson. At the time the photograph was taken, he's now 14. I think he would have been about 8. And he's, we're at a lake in the metro Chicago, metro Seattle area, and he's in the position, in a push-up position in the water, taking a drink from that lake. Thank goodness he didn't get sick. But when I saw him doing that, it was too late to say anything because he already had the water in his mouth and had already swallowed it. Another example, a friend of mine was on a training operation, about 20 men. And then my buddy is, he's in his mid to late 50s, but one of the guys training was about 20, and he didn't bring enough water, and he told the guys, well, I'm going to get some water out of this creek. All the older guys says, no, don't do that, don't do that. Well, he did anyway, and he was sick for the next week with a dysentery type of illness. And that's no fun to have dysentery, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, you know, it's you know, it's diarrhea, you know, and intestinal cramps, you know, along with a flu, all rolled into one. And the people that get it, you know, if they're not treated immediately, you know, wind up dying an extremely painful death.
Right. Well, I had dysentery in Vietnam for about a week. It put me down. I did not require hospitalization. Basically, I just need to get rehydrated and get some bed rest. But it was not a pleasant experience, to say the least. I have no idea how I got it, but I got it. Of course, I was a pretty healthy guy, being 20 years old, a 20-year-old athlete. The response for a 20-year-old athlete who can run a 100-yard dash in less than 11 seconds is not going to be the response of most other Americans, is it?
No, it's not. No. No, it's not.
No.
And,
no.
You know, one thing the last caller mentioned, you know, is those Georgia Guidestones, which are most best known, I guess, for, you know, claiming that the world population needs to be reduced to 500 million, which is what, 1/10 of what it is now, or, you know, 1/12.
Right.
And, you know, I agree with him. I think that's their mantra. That's what they want to see happen.
It is.
Whether that's written in stone, you know, in history as it is in Georgia, I don't know. I like to think not. I like to think that because God gave us all free will, that we have some play, you know, in what happens. I think that Bible prophecy and all that's extremely, extremely important to understand.
Right, right.
And I also think that at any point in time, you know, we could come to God, all of us or many of us. You know, I think of, you know, Lot, you know, in Gomorrah, where, you know, God said, can you find me, you know, one righteous person?
Right.
And I think that it's kind of tough to do, you know, even today, especially 5 hours north of me.
And what is 5 hours north of you, sir?
Washington, D.C.
Okay. I knew that was the answer, but I just wanted to get that out there. Well, sir, the products that you offer are phenomenal. They really do what is claimed to be done. Gravity feed, water filters. And, of course, there's a nice discount, a $100 discount, if you use the coupon code LibertyMan. My liberal friends who are honest with me that I'm fairly close to, they're openly and very sincerely say there's too many people on the planet. They really do. And that's a common belief among liberals, that there's too many people on the planet. There are issues with the harvesting and preservation and transportation of food. There's issues with governments that institute policies. We've had in Africa, for example, we've had countries that were bountiful in food come under communist rule, and they end up becoming net food importers because they can't even feed their own people anymore, where before under freedom and liberty, they were able to export food. So there's issues. But they aren't people issues, too many people. The issues have to do with government and the beliefs of the people that control the money supply, how money is spent, what it's spent for, lots of issues like that. And, of course, in addition to the Georgia Guidestones, we have the Deagle Report, which is basically saying the very similar things about a massive world depopulation over the next 4 years. Joe Biden being president will certainly help that, won't it, sir?
I think so. You know, as you mentioned, I mean, the you know, the food scarcity is the preferred control method, you know, of those looking to control other people. It always has been. And, you know, this is why, I mean, I go back to what I said before. We have to each of us assume responsibility. You know, the cavalry is not going to show up in short order. And we need to take it upon ourselves, you know, as a self-responsibility to have the things that we need to survive, you know, for a period of time, should our normal supply channels, you know, be cut off. Because I believe they will be, and I'm sure you do as well.
Well, they're certainly at risk to not understand, not believe that the supply chain that provides food and fuel, what keeps our power grid up, is not at risk. It's foolish. Under Hussein Obama, there was training done as to how to protect the power grid under the watchful eyes of the communist Chinese being present while the training and so forth was taking place. How foolish is that?
Pretty foolish, you know, but it's going on for a long time. And, you know, it's only through the awakening of the general, you know, the Gen Pop.
Right.
I was going to say general population, but Gen Pop is a better word. You know, I just think that, and like I said, I mean, over the last year, I know certainly I've become much more educated, you know, as to the ins and outs and the histories and the interconnectivity, you know, and the transition from belief to disbelief for a lot of things that we see out there. And, you know, it's clearly it's time to, you know, to make some changes. You know, and the shape of that is not for me to call, but I know for me and my house, you know, we're going to do what we can to stay prepared.
Absolutely. Well, being prepared is a good thing, something I've been encouraging for much of my adult life. I did my first private preparedness consultation in the summer of 1977. I've been at this a really long time. And having clean, pure drinking water, that's as basic as it gets. Most Americans could go for weeks without food. And actually, for many Americans, it would be a good thing. In fact, I did a one-day fast yesterday. What we called a milk fast. I consumed only raw milk all day yesterday.
Right, right.
Doing fast is advocated in the Bible. I thought it was something I never wanted to do until I learned the benefits. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 14th of January, visiting with Kirk, the proprietor of Water Revolution, where you can get your own Ready Pure. I'm getting an echo. I don't know what's going on there. It's really distracting.
It's really distracting.
Everything I say gets repeated back to me.
Okay, give me a second. How about now?
Okay. All right.
That was on my end. Sorry.
The echo has stopped.
Part of my audio training. It's a process.
One of the things I know. Thank you, Kurt. The virus itself is 1 micron, and the RediPure filters to 0.5 micron, which means the virus is larger than the 0.5 micron filtration and can't get through because it's too big. Is that an accurate statement there?
Well, the filters themselves were designed to remove, greater than 99% of all biological contaminations, not only the viruses, but the spores and the cysts. And then on top of that, the infill material inside of the ceramic is going to greatly remove and reduce many of the disinfectant chemical compounds. So you're really getting the best of both worlds with this particular filter.
Right. Well, I was visiting with a friend last week, and they had a Berkey on their countertop with the very fragile plastic spigot that comes with all the Berkeys. It never occurred to me until I saw the nice solid metal one from the RediPure of how that's not the way it should be. A countertop filter, which your life literally depends on in hard times, should be durable, including an all-metal spigot to make sure that it continues working, and instead of having that vulnerable plastic spigot. And I look at that as a big advantage for having the RediPure, Kirk.
It is. Well, we wanted the unit to be, what we call military grade, which means that it can stand up to some abuse, and it certainly can. And, having a filter like that, with a plastic spigot, is, you better have a lot of rolls of duct tape on hand.
Right. Well, in our inventory here, we have probably 75 or 80 Motorola HTs that would be issued to police officers. You could drive a 16-penny nail with one of those things. So mil-spec means a lot. And if you want the best quality water filter, just go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Go to the photograph of the young lady taking a drink of water. And then you can get a $100 discount using the Liberty Man coupon code. Any final words here, Kirk?
Yeah, if you need to reach us outside of the internet, we're on the phone all the time. It's area code 336-525-1015.
Outstanding. Kirk, thank you very much. We'll have you on next week. Okay, we've got a top of the hour break. We should have Dr. Lynn Horowitz with us. Stay tuned.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're a
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.